In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here's your Royals insider, Josh Bernier.
Oh, man. What? That's not how I thought that was going to end. That was an abrupt ending. Oh, man. I was just telling Nathan, I'm still kind of caught off guard by that. I don't know exactly what I was expecting. I'm not saying I'm shocked that the Royals lost the game. But you're just settling in for the bottom of the ninth inning. You know, we're kind of bracing for extra innings, and instead, oh, man. Royals walked off for the second time this year. They lose a pitcher's duel. An outstanding pitcher's duel goes to the Houston Astros. Final score, 2-1. All right, well, you know, it actually does set up a classic postgame show. Not that I'm going to deliver one, but I think, you know, a show like this one tonight is really a choose-your-adventure type of performance. If you feel like calling in, you feel like texting in, I think your urge to text in, to call in, to talk about this game, I think whatever's driving that urge says a lot about where you're at right now and how you feel about this team. Phone number, text line number, they're the same. It's 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965 because there was plenty of encouraging signs. As there is in every single baseball game, or a majority of baseball games. I'm having some flashbacks of 2023, Rockies this year, White Sox last year. Okay, maybe not in every game are there positives, but there were plenty today for the Royals, despite the fact that they fall back to six games above 500. But at the same time, I've been doing this long enough. I know there were a few things that transpired tonight that frustrated some of you. Maybe are even beginning to concern some of you or agitate some of you, like Hunter Renfro. But then at the same time, how about the performance from Jonathan India? Offensively, defensively, and of course he continues to show that incredible toughness. So good and bad. Good's Jonathan India. Bad continues to be Hunter Renfroe. Good continues to be Lucas Erceg. Salvador Perez continues to find himself in a little bit of an offensive rut. But Chris Bubich continues to find himself as one of the finest pitchers in the sport this season. Bubich spins 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. He doesn't factor in the decision. That's because the loss goes to John Schreiber, pitching on a third consecutive day. First time he's ever done that as a Royal. And it doesn't work out well as Isak Paredes destroys the second pitch that he sees, taking that 0-1 sweeper elevated on the outside part of the plate, lifting it 375 feet over the left field wall. All right, so the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals drop game 2 to the Astros. Take a quick timeout. We'll get to your thoughts right after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Valdez delivers. Breaking ball hits sharply through the right side. A base hit into right field. Garcia scores. Pass Quintino's to second. And Freddie Fermin breaks the ice. An opposite field RBI single. And the Royals have the game's first run. It's 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning.
Freddie Fermin pokes that fastball away from Framber Valdez, pokes it to the opposite field through the hole on the right side, scoring Michael Garcia and giving the boys in blue a fifth-inning lead. 1-0 at the end of five. Unfortunately, Jeremy Peña would take Chris Bubich deep to open up the sixth inning, tying this game up at a run apiece. It would stay 1-1 at the end of six, seven, eight, and go into the bottom of the ninth inning. After Lucas Urseg throws an inning and two-thirds of perfect relief, his first five-out performance as a Kansas City Royal, Q goes to the bullpen, brings in John Schreiber. His second pitch to the always ready to pull Isak Paredes is belted for a walk-off home run. Astros take game two in Houston, 2-1 the final score, but that Freddie Fermin RBI was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Freddie's RBI single there in the fifth inning pushes his batting average to .318 with runners in scoring position. Unfortunately, the Royals didn't have a ton of offensive opportunities, but you had to expect that to be the case going up against a pitcher the caliber of Framber Valdez. Royals 1-for-6 tonight with runners in scoring position. Let's go to Josh in Cedar Rapids. Josh, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, what's up?
What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, man? I called whenever we played the Yankees, and it feels like that where we were, and you kind of touched on it, where we're kind of on a high, Bubich is shoving, and you feel like you got the bullpen to lock down. The offense, you know, is what it is this year, and you just feel like you're going to break through, and it just didn't happen. So you kind of end on that low, and you kind of talked about it. Don't really know how to feel, but you touched on a couple positives and negatives. Positive being Jonathan India. He continues to look like the guy we traded for. Bubich. Oh man, I don't understand. He doesn't throw hard like guys do now. I don't understand how he's just getting these ugly swings and misses. He's just shoving. One thing I want to mention on India is on that slide, I would have liked to see a little bit of hard ass out of him. Somebody, or even if it wasn't him, somebody getting in somebody's grill.
That was his own fault. Slides. No, he's got to get that leg out of there.
Yeah, that left leg kind of got trapped on the bag, which, I mean, he doesn't play second, or he hasn't played second this year much, so it is what it is. That's just me being a team guy. I would have liked to see somebody get a chapped butt, but it is what it is there. But like you said, I do get the only thing I would take out of tonight is, one, I want your thought on, is this the last game Renfro plays for the Royals? And two, I get the thought behind bringing in Schreiber. He's been good, so I don't want to blow it up and say he's been bad. He's been solid, but I get the thought, but why not Estevez there and then play for the 10th? But like I said, I get the thought.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the phone call. The reason why most managers don't go to their closer in the ninth inning is they're saving them for a save opportunity, right? Now get the lead, and then you'll bring Estevez in to close the door in the 10th, 11th, whenever you take the lead, hopefully in the 10th. As far as Chris Bubich, how does he do it? A terrific pitch mix and elite control. He's got two different sliders, a fastball, and a devastating changeup. He can put all four pitches in all four quadrants at any point. I don't know how you guess along with him. Bubich tonight strikes out a career-high 9 across his 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. He had 22 swings and misses, and as Jake pointed out on the broadcast, a career-high 13 of those swings and misses came on his fastball. Bubich does not factor in the decision, of course, as John Schreiber takes his second loss of the season. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. John Schreiber was on quite a run. Had 11 straight scoreless appearances prior to that home run, that walk-off blast from Paredes. Schreiber had put up a zero in 15 of his previous 16 outings. Let's head down to Virginia. Talk with Jake. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how we doing tonight, Vern?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm still, just watched the Royals loss, but I still got a smile on my face because we got plenty of the season ahead of us.
That's
and,
right.
You know, outside of Framber Valdez making some of our batters look pretty silly. I don't know. I don't think this was as bad as a game as everyone's making it out to be. The pitching looked elite. The bullpen still, I get it. Schreiber gave up that run. But, man, it's hard to be mad about the pitching. And they gave up two runs all night. We all know the bats are what they are, and I don't know. I'm just kind of shrugging my shoulders at this loss, Vern. Is that the wrong way to be taking this?
Not at all. Not at all, because, you know, who are you disappointed in? You're not disappointed in John Schreiber. If you want to be disappointed in Hunter Renfro, go for it. Everybody else already is. I think we're all willing to give Salvi a pass because, I mean, it looks like he's dealing with quite a bit, and
yeah.
So I just don't know where I would direct my frustration. I'm not mad at Q for turning to John Schreiber, and I can't be mad at the game of baseball for delivering the Royals a loss. They've still won six more games than they've lost this season. No, I think you have the right attitude, Jake. You turn the page and you say, thank God our pitching is really, really good because we'll have another chance coming up tomorrow night.
Yep, that's the hope. Michael Lorenzen taking the mound should be a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. Bubic tonight is sixth quality start of the season. He matches Seth Lugo for the team lead and adds to the Royals' major league lead. They now have 23 quality starts in 44 games this season. That is outstanding. And yes, their ERA is still the best in the American League. Royals starters posting a 2.93 ERA. While logging the most innings in Major League Baseball and punching the most tickets in the American League. Let's go to Jamie in Kansas City. Jamie, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
My brother, the zookeeper. So I have a few things, Vern. And I'm not, obviously, we go up and down the roller coaster. But my thing and my question is, when you're getting this pitching and you're getting what I would consider like once in a generation pitching, especially if you're the Royals, you don't get this. We're lucky, blessed last year, this year, but when is it time? And when is it an organizational, they refuse to keep running Renfro out, or when is it time that you keep losing these games when games that you could win, with the games that you could win, they're going to help you down the road to get home field advantage or win the division. You just keep kicking the can down the road. It's obviously everyone, non-baseball players, baseball players,
right,
people who watch it, know that it's not working. And it's,
I agree, but let's not act like he's crushing the team.
No, I don't think he's crushing the team, Vernon. Obviously, I don't think he's the soul. But if you ask most people, his defense, he's not been good defensively.
I'm not sticking up for him. I agree. He stinks. He's not bringing much to the table. When they decide to DFA him, I'm all for it.
And I just want to know when.
But we all agree with that. Yeah, we all agree.
Yeah. And I just want to know when, but when will that be? And then if it continues down, so why do you wait until late in July or late in June when it's not working and everyone knows it's not working? Who makes that decision?
Well, hang on. How did we get to late June and late July?
Well, it's not even late May. Right, but I don't see them pulling the trigger as much as he's getting run out there. I don't see him pulling the trigger anytime soon. And just as a guy in the rotation like Stratton in the bullpen, everyone knows he's going to give up four or five runs. There's got to be guys back there and back somewhere in AAA right now that could come up and take that role to maybe ease.
Yeah, but you understand the business side of it. I mean, let's not be naive here, Jamie, right? You understand the business side of it. The Royals still have the fourth best record in the American League.
Yeah, yeah.
To act like the last two spots on the roster are something that need to be addressed tonight is a little overreactionary.
No, no, not tonight. And I'm not tonight, but I also, when you're getting this.
And Renfro hasn't
getting
started since Saturday. So they're not running him out there every single night. Listen, this isn't a Q thing, of course, right?
No,
if you put him on Q's team, he's going to play him occasionally. That's sure. Who he is. If he's on my team, I'm playing him. If you got a problem with it, JJ, do something about it and get rid of him.
Sure.
And I think they will. I think this time next month, if Hunter Renfro continues to be the liability that he's been, sure, I don't think he's still on the team. And when it matters most in August, I don't think Stratton's here. I don't think Renfro's here. I don't think the guys that are hurting you, I don't think will still be around when it matters most.
As a fan, and my last point here, question here, is Shriver's been lights out. Awesome. But you stated earlier, he's not been run out there three nights in a row. And I think there could have been a better option than to run him out on his third night in a row when he hasn't done it.
Who'd you want?
In that situation, what about Cruz? I don't know. I think that it's not bad, but the fact that you haven't done it and they're
Cruz, it would have been Cruz's third straight too. It would have been three straight games for Cruz, and he just gave up three runs yesterday.
Right, but I think Cruz brings, against a lineup like that, he brings a little bit more.
Well, hang on. Now we're being silly, Jamie. If you're saying don't put Schreiber out there because he's never gone three straight, Steven Cruz has been in the big leagues for like 5 minutes, and you're going to put him out there for three straight? No.
I'm with you, Vern. Yeah. I love you, Vern. We're back tomorrow. We'll get a dub tomorrow night.
There you go. I appreciate the phone call. Always enjoy the conversation, Jamie. Thank you very much, buddy. Listen, I'm not defending Chris Stratton. I don't want to say never. I'm not defending Stratton. I'm not defending Hunter Renfro. And Renfro wasn't good, right? I mentioned it in the open. Renfro's double play, 2-1 and nobody out in the fifth inning. Well, that was the best chance that the Royals had. They already pushed one across. Vinny's on third, Freddie's on first, Vinny's on second and Freddie's on first, and he grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. Isbell goes down swinging to end the threat. Yeah, listen. You DFA Hunter Renfro, which again, fine with it. I'm not going to cry for Hunter Renfro. Okay, you call up John Rave. Call up Jack Caglione. Why not? I'll go along with it. Are they coming through? I don't know. Am I willing to give them the chance? Sure. But Bob had an opportunity, you know. Like I mentioned, Salvi hasn't hit a home run in a month. Has one extra base hit over the past week. Yeah, there's always going to be a hitter or two that you're a little leery of. There's always going to be a reliever that you're a little leery of. And the Royals now 25-16, like I mentioned, still the fourth best record in the American League. But here's the thing I keep coming back to, and I know I touched on this yesterday on the On Deck show. But the Royals right now are on pace for what? How many wins are they on pace for? They have 25 victories. They're on pace for 92 victories this season. Okay, if I would have told you on opening day that 44 games into the season, the Royals would be pacing for 92 victories, you would have taken it. I know you would have taken it. 25-19, man, you are smashing that button. So now that we're here, 25-19 on pace for 92 wins, I'm not going to pretend as if something drastic needs to change. Right? Put it in those terms. You're six games above 500, on pace for 92 victories. I know you're not in first place in your division. I get it. You know, the two best records in the American League just so happen to be the two teams above you in your division. And that is the goal, division title, no doubt about it. I get it. You're 3.5 games back of first place with 118 games to go and the finest rotation in Major League Baseball. You know, it's tough for me to get to that anxiety level where it's, you know, how much longer are they going to do this with Hunter Renfro? It honestly, at times, it reminds me of how a lot of you act with the Chiefs. You know, how long is Andy going to stick with this running back? And it's week four. And he's Andy Reid. What are you talking about? Chill out. They know what they're doing. Give them some time. Oh, you know more than Andy Reid and Brett Veach. You see something that needs to change with Patrick Mahomes. Give it time. The calendar flips to December. We're starting to get into week 14, week 15 of the NFL season. Okay, I'm with you. If they continue to try and shove a square peg through a round hole, I'm with you. But we just passed the quarter pole of the season. And if you go back and remember last year and the year before that and most years of our baseball lives, if you go back and look at how most front offices, you know what, forget that. Just look at how this front office has handled a team like this. Look at what they did last year. Now, Fern, how much longer are they going to run Will Smith out there? How can they keep doing this with James MacArthur? What are we going to let them just ruin our season by running Chris Stratton out there? They're aware of it too. They're aware of Hunter Renfro's shortcomings. Now, just like in 2022, they were aware of Carlos Santana's shortcomings. And the year before that, they were aware of Jorge Soler's shortcomings. They were giving him an opportunity to turn it around because with a track record like that, you know there's still talent inside of there. And we saw it with Soler. He left Kansas City and won a World Series MVP. We saw it with Carlos Santana. He left Kansas City and took off, played well everywhere else he went. I don't know if that's going to happen with Hunter Renfro, but a track record like that warrants a slightly extended look, a more extended look than MJ Melendez warranted. That was an aggressive move by this front office. Last year, going out to acquire Hunter Harvey and Lucas Urseg, that, Michael Lorenzen, throwing those guys into the bullpen, they addressed the need. There's just no way I believe that Hunter Renfro is going to get a significant at-bat for this team in July or August or September. Not if this continues. And again, I say that on a night where he picked up his fourth extra base hit of the season. A rocket double with one out in the eighth inning. Renfro had one extra base hit in March, one extra base hit in April, and looky here, he now has two in the month of May. A grand total of four extra base hits in 87 at-bats this season. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. We go to David in Leawood. David, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I agree with your take about Renfro. I agree that he should have a little bit of a longer look just given his track record. But I got two big takeaways from tonight's game. My first one is I'm glad to see Q putting Andy at second and Garcia at third. I just feel like the idea behind putting Andy at third was to get Massey in the lineup every day, and he's just not cutting it right now. So I like that he's switching back to their natural positions to get him out there. And then my second takeaway is I feel like tonight was a big test for John Schreiber coming in a big spot. And honestly, he kind of let us down. I don't think that he's necessarily a setup guy. I think he's a great pitcher. I think he's, you know, a key part of this bullpen, but I just don't think he's that upper echelon of relief pitcher like Urseg or Estevez is.
Sure. Okay. Got you down, David. I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you 100% on Jonathan India. Now, him starting at second base is... I'm not panicked if I'm Michael Massey, but I'm aware that India made his first start at second base, and I'm aware of where my offensive statistics are and where they rank in Major League Baseball. All right, they're not good this season, and I know Massey's coming off a nice night last night. Came in, struck out as a pinch hitter tonight in the ninth inning. But yeah, if you look around Major League Baseball and all qualified hitters, there's 161 qualified hitters in Major League Baseball. Michael Massey ranks 157 in OPS, the fifth worst OPS in all of Major League Baseball among all qualified hitters. So yeah, you know what? You're 100% right, David. Massey's the better defensive second baseman, and he has some real pop in that bat. And what he did down the stretch last season earned him that job to start 2025. But when your OPS is 525, a quarter of the way through the season, no, you can't be upset if your playing time dwindles somewhat. Because Mike Hell's got to be in there. Mark Canna, Drew Waters, Kyle Isbell holding it down defensively in center field. I want those guys out there. And I want Jonathan India out there, no doubt about it. India today, 2-for-3. He was hit by a pitch as well. His fifth multi-hit game in May. India's batting .306 this month with an OPS of .810. That's outstanding. That's better than his career numbers right there. Jonathan India playing some really good hard-nosed baseball. And yeah, he tried to turn that double play in the first inning and instead got spiked a little bit by Jeremy Pena there. But yeah, I'm with you as far as Jonathan India playing second base is a sign to Michael Massey. And also, you know, you look at tonight's game, Chris Bubich, who's been this season predominantly a ground ball guy. Most of the balls put in play against Chris Bubich are pulled. And with nine righties in the lineup, it makes sense having Mike Kell, the better glove at the hot corner, with all those righties pulling the ball. Now, as far as your point about John Schreiber, yeah, remember last year, you know, Schreiber was your eighth inning guy setting up James MacArthur. Well, first it was John Schreiber setting up Will Smith, and then it became him setting up James MacArthur. See, that's why they went out and signed Urseg and Estevez and traded for Harvey. It's because, like you're saying, Schreiber's an excellent reliever. But is he the big dog? No, and he's not. This team doesn't often ask him to be that guy. No, he's your righty specialist, your fireman out of the bullpen to get a big out. And yeah, I guess we got to say a high leverage out because he's coming in with runners on quite often. But yeah, he's mainly a right-handed specialist. He's the right-handed version of what you want Angel Zerpa to be. But if you're going through the totem pole of relievers right now, it's Urseg and Estevez, and hopefully Hunter Harvey's back soon. Daniel Lynch, John Schreiber, I would say, battling for that four spot right now. Steven Cruz is also impressing. So I'm with you to a certain extent. I don't believe anybody views John Schreiber as an elite reliever, but I do believe he's slightly better than you're making him out to be. Just because he's done it, he's answered the bell at the big league level pretty consistently over the past few seasons. Now, maybe Steven Cruz can get there, but he's not there yet. Maybe Daniel Lynch can get there, but he's not there yet. I want Zerpa to get there, but he's obviously not there yet. David, thanks for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you. The number is the same as our text line number, 913-586-7965.
That's 913-586-7965. Jonathan India is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Singles in the fourth, singles in the sixth, is hit by a pitch on his knee in the eighth. Not the knee that was spiked in the first inning, a different knee. So Jonathan India all sorts of banged up after this one. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958, and you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Royals lose in Houston 2-1 the final score. They're walked off as Isak Paredes takes John Schreiber deep to win it. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. Look, Chris Bubich, you know, shows why he's been one of the five best lefties in the game this season. It was just one of those games. You just got unlucky. You know, the pitching staff obviously has been carrying around. I want to update on Hunter Harvey, and I got a 2 PRs today, Vern, so hope to be at
you
the
what?
Game soon.
You got a what?
A personal record in the 100 and a personal record in the 200.
Congratulations, bro. Way to lay it all on the line.
I hope to see you at the K in 2 weeks.
I'll be there.
All right.
I'll see you there. Thanks, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to some good news on Hunter Harvey as well. I know when the Royals were in town that he was starting his throwing program once again. He was feeling good. But we've been through that before. Went through that last year. We've been through that a couple times already this year. So I'm trying to stay encouraged because, man, was he electric when healthy. When he went on the IL, I thought he was the best reliever the team had. Now, clearly, it's Lucas Urseg. Urseg's first five-out appearance of the year. He faced, four batters and recorded five outs? I mean, look at his season. Urseg has faced 63 batters this year and recorded 57 outs. His season ERA is now 0.47. Wow. Let's go to Mark in Kansas City. Mark, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you? Just a couple things. First of all, I love listening to your postgame. Everything that you talk about after the games, it's phenomenal.
Thanks, man.
It's amazing. Second thing, just some criticism towards some of the other callers from earlier. If you haven't been a fan when we were sucking back in the 90s, early 2000s, you shouldn't be calling in criticizing what's going on right now. This team is a great team. Q is a great manager. Give them a chance. Give this team time. They will figure it out, and they will find their way to the top of the AL Central.
That's well said. I appreciate the phone call, Mark. Nice to hear from you. If you weren't with us when we were sucking, we don't want you with us now. Hey, here's the thing, though, Mark. I understand what you're saying. We're old, and I want the young fans, not just listening to the show, but I want the young fans going out to Kauffman Stadium, investing in baseball. You know. But you know what? Even the kids, I guess, remember the Royals sucking, as you said. Right? 2018, 2019, they're not that old. Or excuse me, they're not that young. They remember that. But you'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised. I hear C-Dot. He talks a lot about how much that 2003 team meant to him growing up. I've run into a handful of coworkers that don't remember the 2003 season. Coworkers at the radio station, people that I've basically work with out at Kauffman Stadium, they don't remember 2003. We're old. We are old. And I did want to clarify one thing going back to David's call. Maybe I should let this go, but he started off his call by saying, Vern, I agree with you that we should give Hunter Renfro a longer leash. I should let it go, but I have to clarify. I didn't say they should. I just said I understand why they are and why they will continue to. I'm not a proponent of it, but I understand why they haven't cut ties with them just yet. I understand why they haven't cut ties with Chris Stratton. You guys might not want to hear this, but they are tremendous in the clubhouse. Stratton is tremendous, and Renfro understands how to be a big leaguer. How to keep it light, you know. How to, you know, be a guy's guy. You need those guys inside the clubhouse, and, well, they should enjoy Hunter Renfro while he can be that guy inside the clubhouse. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Just the third time this season, the Royals have lost a one-run game. They're now 8-3 in one-run games. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Steve in KCK. Steve, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, it's a lot of fun to listen. Win or lose from a caller who loves to call when we lose, but you know, I just wanted to respond. You brought up a great point. Where if you would have told me that we're on pace for 92 wins right now with this kind of offense, I would be running to the cash window. So all these people, I know I'm not usually the sunlight of optimism, but for all these people complaining, I don't know what you're complaining about, honestly. If this was a Chiefs season, we'd be at game 3 or game 4. And we'd probably be 3-1 already. So just back off a little bit. This is a marathon. I'm one of those rare people. I don't think it even matters whether you win the division. I know you can disagree with me. That's fine. I have faith that we can make the adjustments. We have to be just playing our best at the 1st of October or in late. If this was late September, I'd be called up raising all heck. But yes. Right now, let's just fiddle around. Let's see what we can do. Keep the line moving. The pitching's great. And I also had a question, Vern. It's a kind of a special day. What'd you think of? I'm not usually a big fan of the Commissioner Manfred, but I kind of like this thing. I kind of like this new rule of clearing the docks once someone passes away for the Hall of Fame. I think Shoeless Joe Jackson will probably get into the Hall of Fame. I don't know about Rose and the Veterans Committee. I think it's going to take a long time with that Veterans Committee to get Pete Rose in. What's your thoughts on getting Shoeless Joe, who no one could ever prove that he cheated in the World Series, get him in the Hall of Fame?
I think I'm in lockstep with you, just reading in between the lines. Thanks for the phone call, Steve. A few things to piggyback off of. You mentioned the NFL, and if this was the Chiefs season, well, the equivalent of 44 baseball games to the NFL's 17-game season is, it's as if we're starting the second half of Week 5. Four games are done. The first half of Week 5 is in the books, and you just started the third quarter. So, Royals are what? 2-2 and leading at half? 3-1 and trailing at the half? As far as the Hall of Fame is concerned, yeah, the decision today by Rob Manfred, to me, is brilliant on his behalf and something that seems so obvious. Now, go ahead, give him the lifetime ban. You know, you bet on baseball. And by the way, Shoeless Joe Jackson, I'm with you. Hit 375 in the 1919 World Series. So, yeah, I understand the desire, and I would be, you know, okay. I'd be fine if Joe Jackson found himself in Cooperstown. But as far as Pete Rose is concerned, man, I hope not to get too long-winded by this. But yeah, having the permanent ineligibility lifted upon your death is fine by me. And now it's turned over to the Veterans Committee, and that likely won't happen until around 2027. They'll make the decision of, you know, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, and the Veterans Committee or the Modern Day Committee will also decide coming up in a few years about Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez and Curt Schilling and Roger Clemens. So all of them could be enshrined in Cooperstown. And honestly, the way that history is valued nowadays, I think they'll all get in. Because the further we get away from the 80s and Pete Rose, the further we get away from the steroid scandal, it seems to affect the new generation less and less. They seem to care about it less and less. And I'm not just going to sit here and scream like an old man. Well, I mean, I am, but I'm not going to scream about this like an old man. You know, to those that say, hey, it's the Hall of Fame. How, you know, it's a museum. How can you tell the story of baseball without having Pete Rose and Barry Bonds inducted into the Hall of Fame? To answer that, it's actually fairly simple. You tell the story without inducting them. You can have a little area in the Hall of Fame, a little display with Barry Bonds' jersey and the moment he broke Hank Aaron's record and the moment he broke Mark McGwire's record, and you can have a big stand for him. That could be right next to Pete Rose and tell the story of Pete Rose, but you don't need to honor the individual. They made a decision that they knew was the incorrect thing to do. That wasn't the high character thing to do, whether it's betting on baseball or taking performance-enhancing drugs. They made that deal with the devil for money. For money, for clout, and for fame. Well, enjoy the money, the clout, and the fame, but you don't get the Hall of Fame too. You can have a display, but you don't get to be honored. That's how I see it. Okay, Big Poppy's in. Mike Piazza's in. Pudge Rodriguez is in. Cal Ripken's in. You know, guys that you want to say, oh, I'm leery of that. So let them all in? I don't understand that. You can tell the story without honoring the individual. Or else, what are we teaching? What's the lesson? To me, it was always great that Pete Rose and Joe Jackson weren't permanently ineligible. And by being permanently ineligible, the Hall of Fame never even allowed them to be considered. Because it's in their bylaws. If you're ineligible, permanently ineligible in Major League Baseball, you are banned from the Hall of Fame. They're not even going to vote on you. So now that that ineligibility has been lifted, now they can be voted upon. Okay. I'll be interested to see, you know, the contemporaries, what the GMs and the writers and what the players are willing to do. But no, I don't want Pete Rose inducted. I don't want Barry Bonds or Manny Ramirez or Alex Rodriguez, and it breaks my heart to say it. I mean, I could go on forever about how much I love the history of this game. And yeah, it breaks your heart that Roger Clemens isn't in the Hall of Fame. What? Barry Bonds? Pete Rose? It's ridiculous. But they made the decision. Not the writers. Not Rob Manfred or Bud Selig. They made that decision to sully their own legacy for greed. For ego. So you got me going. I was trying not to go off on a tangent, but I just love the history so much, man. I mean, that's what got me hooked on baseball. It wasn't going to the ballpark with my old man. No, it was sitting there watching Ken Burns and Buck O'Neill and Bob Costas, learning about the history of the game. That's what made me fall in love with the present. No presence tonight in Houston. Instead, just a walk-off home run off of the bat of Isak Paredes. Astros even up the series at a game apiece. The rubber match comes your way Wednesday night as Michael Lorenzen takes on the lefty Colton Gordon, making his big league debut. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. If you want to get in on the Pete Rose discussion, let's hear from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Well, I'm no longer stunned by it, but it did take a while to sober up after that one, that gut punch of a walk-off blast. Isak Paredes takes John Schreiber bridge. Second pitch of the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Astros win 2-1. Series is now knotted up at a game apiece. The finale comes your way Wednesday night with Michael Lorenzen on the bump. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Chris Bubich, the star of the game. Sure, Jonathan India was our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, but that's just because we're taking this pitching staff for granted. Honestly, that Jonathan India's toughness tonight is why I give him the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. But I mean, Chris Bubich, 6 1/3 innings of one run baseball on the road. That's awesome. It's great. His ERA is 1.66. 9 starts into the season, he's averaging more than 6 innings every time he takes the ball. He's top 10 in baseball in innings pitched, and that ERA is the 5th lowest in the sport. As a matter of fact, that 1.66 ERA through the first 9 starts of the season is the same mark that Seth Lugo had last year when he would finish runner-up in the American League Cy Young Award voting. It's also the same ERA that Brett Saberhagen had in 1987, his All-Star campaign. The only ERA that was lower than what Chris Bubich has put up through nine starts is, of course, Zach Greinke in his Cy Young Award-winning season of 2009. Greinke put up an ERA of 0.82 through his first nine starts. All right, let's go to Doug in Kansas City. Doug, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
Vern, I'm a longtime fan of Jonathan India. Mm-hmm. What do you think about, since India's stock is high right now, trading him and getting an outfielder? I'd like to hear what you'd have to say. I don't think it's that easy.
I don't know if it's that easy because, yeah, India's played well here in the month of May, but for his career, he's a league average hitter and a below average defender. You want a league average outfielder that's also a below average defender? I don't think so. You know, I think I would rather ride it out with Drew Waters. If you want an outfielder that's going to improve this team, cutting Jonathan India isn't really going to solve anything. No, you need to keep a guy like Jonathan India and then add an outfielder. Maybe you need to trade a pitcher to bring in a hitter. But you trade Jonathan India, okay, you put Michael Garcia in the leadoff spot, you're going to feel good about that, right? So who's playing more? You want more Massey, more Renfro? You know, because one of those guys are going to continue to get ABs if you trade Jonathan India to bring in an outfielder. No, I don't believe that's the move. It's not a wild idea trading a guy like Jonathan India. I do think it's wild to do it right now. 44 games into the season when you parted with Brady Singer to bring this guy in. He's ingratiated himself to the clubhouse. He's kind of a mascot for the team with what he's been through already. You know, fastballs off the helmet, getting spiked, getting beaned, hurting his quad, getting his hip banged up, hurting the knee, and still showing up and grinding every single day. I think that would have a negative effect on that clubhouse. Because what message are you sending? Hey, boys, I know you're on pace to win 92 games. I know you have the fourth best record in the American League. But the guy that you've all been bonding with for the past 3 months, we just traded him away. I think that's a pretty bad idea, as a matter of fact, Doug. Nice hearing from you, though. Let's go to David in Kansas City. David, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh?
Yeah.
I was out there for that game Friday against the Bo Sox.
Okay.
We won in extra innings. Okay. And Jonathan India is doing a good job. Is there any talk about him going to shortstop? Does he need to play infield or what? I thought they were doing designated.
What are you talking about? Shortstop? What are you talking about, David? Shortstop?
Well, that's Bobby Witt's position, but I thought he was doing designated hitter tonight.
Last night.
Is Jonathan going to be willing to cut his hair if we make the championship series?
All right, David. I appreciate the phone call. Okay. That was funny. If your goal was to be funny, the dismount was funny. You got a good delivery. Let's tighten it up next time. Bobby was the shortstop tonight. Bobby DH'd in the opener. Jonathan India's never played shortstop in the big leagues. Let's go to Scott in Topeka. Scott, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I wanted to start off by saying that you do a great job. And as
Thank
a Royals
you.
Fan my whole life, 54, and as a kid, you know, growing up in the glory days and then all the rough years, you've been through a lot of the rough times, and you do a great job. And I just, as a Royals fan, I want to thank you for being so good at what you do and putting so much time and effort into it.
Well, thanks for listening, man. It means a lot you would say that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's very, very genuine, and you've helped me through a lot of post games, just so you know. Yeah. Okay, now I'll try to be quick here. I was listening to the game on the radio for the most part, off and on, and then the seventh inning, when Irsay came in, after the seventh inning, I got distracted a little bit and away from the radio, and then when I came back to the radio, we had lost. But I was hoping, yeah, I mean, it happens. It's a close, good game. It's a good pitching duo. I'm okay with losing games, you know, obviously have to be. You can't, you know, you're not going to win them all. But thinking was, I was hoping that Irsay came in and pitched the eighth, which it sounds like he did, and then I just assumed tie game no matter what. And I know Estevez hasn't been the greatest this year. He's you know, he's not perfect, but I just assumed keeping the game tied, he'd be coming in. And then when I tuned back in, I was hoping it'd either be extras or the Royals would have won somehow, of course. But that was my thinking. And then when I found out that
Schreiber,
yeah, ended up pitching that ninth, it just was kind of disappointing to me. Like, I don't know why that happens. I mean, I do know why managers do that. They want to say, okay, let's get the lead first. But in that situation, I don't know. You tell me, why do you think that
wasn't
the thing.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, just stay right there, Scott. I'll explain it to you. Because if you bring in, and listen, there's no guarantee that doing the opposite works. But if you bring Carlos Estevez in for the ninth inning and he closes it down, Royals score in the top of the 10th. Who do you bring in for the bottom of the 10th? You know, there is that where you want John Schreiber to come in to try and pick up the save? My point is they were saving Carlos Estevez for the save opportunity.
Right, and I guess I kind of knew the answer in my own thought there. But to me, it just feels like you should try to maintain the tie and then, you know, worry about who pitches next after that. But that's all. That's the only thing. I hadn't called you guys in a long time, so I thought I'd chime in on that. So,
well, I appreciate it. It's nice
so much.
From
I appreciate you more than you realize. Thank you.
Well, that's really nice of you, and I know I appreciate this pitching staff more than you realize. Because you mentioned all those trying times, all those rough years that we've been through in Kansas City, it's almost always because of pitching, because of bad pitching. Not worrying about pitching all that much this season. Not too often this season. Royals pitching staff holds the Astros to 2 runs tonight. They've now held the opposition to 3 runs or fewer in 61% of the game so far this season. That's remarkable. Lucas Irsay, as I mentioned, came in the seventh inning, picked off the base runner before he even threw a pitch. And then threw 3 pitches to Brendan Rodgers and struck him out with a slider. Needed only 9 pitches to retire the side in the eighth. Irsay's allowed 1 run total this season. 1 run in 20 appearances. He surrendered a total of 10 base runners in 19 innings of work. Just superb. Few from the text line quickly. Text line is 913-586-7965. So a lot of love for Lucas Irsay here from the 913. From the 510, Renfro's double play was the turning point. We'll never get better until we get a bat. Yeah, you know, when I first read that, I'm thinking, okay, you're just angry, being hyperbolic. But you're probably right. The Royals probably won't get better until they get a bat. Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, as I say that, what happens if Salvi gets rolling to join up with Bobby, India, and Vinny? Even if Drew Waters and Michael Garcia begin to regress slightly, you get the good captain, this team gets better. So I guess I can't completely agree with you that the team will never get better until they get a bat, but I understand your point, because how much better can the rotation get? It's already the best in the sport, which has allowed the bullpen to rest and allowed the bullpen to be one of the 5 to 10 best in the sport. Since the calendar flipped to May, there's not a better base running team in the American League than the Royals. Defense has been very good. So, yeah, the only real facet of this team you're looking at saying, let's go pick it up, it is the offense. And, you know, I hate doing that, lumping it all in as one, the offense, because I can't imagine anybody listening is disappointed in Bobby or in Michael or Drew Waters or Freddie. You can't be disappointed in Mark Canna. Canna tonight 1-for-3 as he just continues to own lefties this season. Canna's batting .318 against southpaws in 2025. You're not disappointed in him. Vinny's on a roll. He's batting .321 since the calendar flipped to May. So when we talk about the offense, it's not Kyle Isbell. Izzy's doing all you can ask for out of the ninth spot. So we talk about the offense. What are we talking? We're talking about Renfro, Massey. Again, Salvi's going through it right now. Yes, they need a bat. I agree. And I have absolutely no doubt that they will get a bat. They've addressed their need every single season since the combo of John Sherman and J.J. Pecola was formed in that front office. Terry in Green Bay's bummed out that Chris Bubich didn't pick up the win. Yeah, we all are. Rally Mantis is a wacko. He wants to DFA John Schreiber. 417 says Lucas Urseg should have pitched the ninth inning as well. I don't know if Urseg's ever done that in his career. Pitch the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. He is a human being. I think some of you forget they are human beings. Josh from North Kansas City is hoping that the boys tomorrow can smack around the AAA call-up, even though kids making their big league debut often perform well against the Royals. Josh, I know, but I really think that's most teams. Baseball's a very provincial sport. You watch your Royals, and that's about it. But I believe most fan bases feel that way. I mean, look at what Noah Cameron did. He makes his big league debut and takes a no-hitter into the seventh inning against the Tampa Bay Rays in their house. I think a lot of Eric Skoglund. Remember Eric Skoglund punching out Miguel Cabrera and then doffing his cap as he walked off to a huge ovation? I know it seems like kids making their big league debut always carve up the Royals, but kids making their debut can quite often carve up the opposition regardless of who it is. Because they're in the big leagues for a reason. They're good. Really good. The best in the world. It's not an accident that this kid's going to get the start coming up tomorrow. Kathy in Los Angeles. She was listening to our Hall of Fame discussion. She wants to know if Barry Bonds ever tested positive. No, Kathy, he didn't. But if you, and I did, if you read Game of Shadows, I mean, there it is. There's everything you need to know. The who, the why, the when, the where, all of it. It's in print. If it's full of lies, you would think there would be some legal action, some recourse for Barry Bonds, but it's factual, and you can't take facts to court. No, Bonds is a cheater, and it was all ego. Wasn't even money. That's what's crazy. At least my belief. I don't believe it was money for Barry Bonds. It was strictly ego and fame and attention and id. It's sad. It's really sad. But, hey, you made your bed. Now you get to lie in it. You get to go around telling everybody how great you were, even though we all know. It's kind of embarrassing lately with Barry Bonds, to be quite honest with you. It's embarrassing. Guy in Gladstone writes in on the text line, 913-586-7965. Vern, We need a bona fide corner outfielder, especially if we have to move Vinny out of the three hole every time there's a lefty. I'll be honest, I was surprised Vinny wasn't hitting third tonight. I know that's been the move this season, especially when Mark Canna's hitting as well as he is against lefties. I understand that's what Q's done against Skubal and what he did previously against Valdez and Crochet. But I told you how well Vinny's been hitting the ball since the calendar flipped to May, but I'm not banging on the table saying put Vinny back in the three spot against lefties, and you'll also notice I'm not calling him the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino all that much anymore because he's punching out way too much. You know, if the punch-outs went down, I think he would be back in the three spot. But even tonight, again, facing an awesome lefty with a devastating curveball, just hammering the bottom of the zone. I'm not saying that, Vinny stinks because he doesn't hit Framber Valdez. And he did. Right? He did rope a single back up the guts in the fifth inning. Just need to get those strikeouts fixed. And but anyway, guy, yeah, I agree. They do need a bona fide bat. I don't care what position. You need someone to hit four or five for this team in August and September. The trade deadline's more than 2.5 months away. It will be addressed. All right, I will next address you coming up on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Hey, actually, I'll talk to you on Cody and Gold tomorrow at 12:30 on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.